All right, welcome to New Life Church's Equipping Podcast. This is Ryan Bondi, and I'm excited. Today I'm sitting down with Amy Grace and Jenna. Would you two be willing to chime in, say hi, and introduce yourselves?
Hello. It's true. I'm Amy Grace. I'm from the Northside New Life team. Yes, we do exist on North Campus, so you may not have met us or heard of us. but yeah, we're pretty great. You should get to know us. And so I work with those folks on North Campus, and I also am a part of prayer ministry at New Life, which is something I'm really passionate about.
Awesome. And Jenna?
I'm Jenna. I'm on South Street, and I've been working with Amy Grace this semester and for the rest of the year, too, on prayer ministry and basically apprenticing under her.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to have you both here, and I'm even personally excited to see you two working together, one in just the important ministry of prayer in our church. It's our posture. And fun to see, Jenna, you getting to work with Amy Grace after getting to be in a team with you so many years ago now, it seems.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about something we're going to be calling Revelation and Response. We laugh because I think Amy Grace just dabbed. It was silent. It was important to mention. So we're talking about this concept called Revelation Response. And the reality is, all of you listening, you're going to start hearing about this a lot more in our ministry, in our church. And it seemed very important to bring to you a little bit of the background behind why is this being brought into different spaces? What is this? Why is it important? And I think Amy Grace and Jenna are going to have great things to say about it. But just for me to give a little bit of an introduction to it, the campus direction team, Hannah Witte, Carson Witte, Jack Diven, and I went to a 3DM conference where they introduced a number of concepts that are really helpful for us as we're considering how do we bring about a culture of discipleship in our church. And one of the things that they brought up was this idea of revelation response. And in fact, at the end of a lot of our sessions or time there, they would set aside time for us to just sit in quiet and listen and hear from God if there's something he had for us in a way for us to choose then what are we going to do as a result of that. Really cool concept, and it really started getting our, we were dreaming a lot more, getting excited about the idea of what could this look like in our midst. And for a number of reasons why it's valuable, but we're going to get to that. I just want to say that's where this idea comes from. We got this from this 3DM conference, and we're going to be implementing it more. And you two are excited about this, and I figured you would be. And so Revelation Response, what does that mean? What does it even mean?
Well, I was very excited when I just heard that this was something that you guys were hoping to dive into more this semester. I asked Carson, I was like, so basically you're talking about walking in the Spirit, right? Which is something I'm really passionate about because, like, at least in my personal spiritual development for a long time, I, like, really wrestled with legalism. And just having a difficult time wrestling with the, like, I am justified, right? Justification. But I'm still being sanctified and trying to wrap my mind around that. And I just experienced tremendous spiritual breakthrough when I really understood what it means to walk by the Spirit. So especially like in Romans 8, where just really specifies like living according to the flesh or living according to the Spirit and not being under the law anymore. And I feel like a lot of that comes through revelation response. So for me, a lot of freedom came when I realized that I didn't have to be better all at once. God wasn't calling me to be, this perfect holy creature. It's something that he's growing in me over time. That is the process of sanctification. And so what I am called to do is to live by the Spirit and to listen to the Spirit and to really press in where the Spirit is at work in my life. So to be able to be freed from legalism and know that what God is calling me to is just to listen for his still small voice. The one thing or two things or, you know, whatever that he's doing in my life at one time, brings so much more freedom. So, It's really set me free spiritually, mm-hmm. and I feel like I have such a better understanding then
sure.
of how he's growing me in a given season, such a better understanding of how to disciple and mentor the people around me too, because
mm-hmm.
There's always something that the Spirit's at work doing.
Mm.
True.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying like this idea that, you know, even like the standard, like the full standard of Christ-likeness
mm-hmm.
and holiness,
mm-hmm.
that's a high standard, right? And so like maybe a more legalistic mindset is like, man, I have to be this good in all of these ways. That's what I have to do. And so I have to work toward, you know, shoring up all these different areas of my character or things like that in order to be maybe good enough, you know, hit
yeah.
that standard.
Yeah.
Now that you've been saved, now you're being sanctified, you know, if the character of Christ is our aim, like, how do you even go about that? And it sounds like what you're saying is rather than, you know, hearing all the content and, you know, when you read the word and you see all these ways that you could be growing, what I'm hearing you say is the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and is welcoming you to take a step or two steps.
Right.
Or maybe he has, this is your area that I'm, like, bringing up in your life that I want you to trust me with and take steps in. Is that kind of the dynamic that you're talking about?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. And two, I also found that when I was stuck in those patterns of legalism, I never was really growing because I was like forcing myself into that growth. And
yeah.
if the Spirit wasn't behind it, I didn't actually have the real will or power to change.
Hmm.
So I found that when I'm really just listening to what the Spirit is convicting me about, he's also giving me the desire and will and ability and like wisdom, knowledge, etc.
Yeah.
to actually grow. So, yeah,
hmm.
I've actually experienced character growth and real life change when I press into that unique area that the Spirit is working in and not just every area I see in my life where I'm weak and need to be holier.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Jenna, I'm curious, you know, as you hear that and you're engaging with these concepts as well, is there anything that this has been a similar level of relief in, or how have you engaged with this idea personally?
Yeah, so I think that revelation and the Holy Spirit has really revealed to me God's heart,
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
for me and his desires for me. I think that like one instance when I've like experienced this specifically was when I was trying to figure out what I was gonna do last summer, and it was a really hard choice for me to know where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do and be involved with. And I remember I practiced listening prayer with Carson in the basement of the church, trying to just like understand where the Holy Spirit was speaking and like. Basically, like, yeah, what to do. And I remember, like, kind of after we finished praying, Carson was like, did you, like, experience anything? Did you see anything, hear anything? And I was like, I feel like I felt sunshine on the right side of my face. And this is, like, something that I had never really, like, experienced before. And, like, Carson even had to, like, ask into it, kind of just ask, like, yeah, were there any visions or, like, images that you received, and that's like when it started to come to mind. And I felt that throughout the course of the summer, after I had made my decision to like be in Ann Arbor, there were very specific instances where I felt like sunshine on the right side of my face, whether that was like actual or just like I closed my eyes and it felt like the right side of my face was warmer than the left. And it just felt like in those moments, I could sense the peace and rest that I knew that God wanted for me in that season, and that his heart towards me was, like, good and loving and kind.
Yeah.
And I just think that the more that we can listen to moments like that and then reflect on them, we're able to recognize who God is and who we are and whose we are. And I think that it's really beautiful to think about how we can encourage each other to do this more and to recognize and remember, when God has spoken to us too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that story. I appreciate it. And I love from what both of you are sharing is this really loving, tender, close, mm-hmm. like, God that we have. Mm-hmm. We have the Holy Spirit. He speaks, He leads, He guides. We see that all throughout Acts mm-hmm. in different places as well. And even, like, the idea of images or, like, feelings like that can be, I think, somewhat even different in maybe a more, like, rationalistic culture. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for me, I've never experienced that personally, but I have experienced things that are like, that was different. Like, I feel like maybe God was communicating to me in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that, I think that would happen a lot more if there was more listening involved in prayer.
True.
I mean, when you read through the Bible, like when you read it, it's like, there's so many stories like that of God interacting with people in interesting ways, very interesting ways. You know, I don't know. It's like Jesus being like, "Oh, go pull a coin out of the fish's mouth." Like, just like a weird, like weird stuff. They're like, "What is going on?" Some of you right now are like, "Did he just make that up?" No, I didn't. You know, but I think if we were listening to God, we would be more acquainted with how He communicates with us.
Yeah.
And so it's so cool that you're able to like feel this sensation, and then throughout the summer experience it too, and you can see, man, here's God stepping in my life and leading and guiding
mm-hmm.
me. And that sounds, like you were saying, Amy Grace, so much easier to have God giving you a step to take.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it requires listening. You know, it requires slowing down. And for some of you listening right now, you might be thinking, man, listening in prayer is not something that I do very often. I feel that, like I feel the conviction of that, usually I feel like I'm just checking in and like audio journaling with God throughout my day. I'm like, just want to keep you updated, Lord, with what's going on. I feel sad right now. I'm grateful, which is like good stuff still too. But carving out space to really listen, especially in times where you're being led in some way, mm-hmm. whether it's at church or in a small group or a time where you're really thinking about, you know, worship, community, or mission. And you're like, okay, what is God saying to me right now?
Yeah.
I'm curious if you have any other thoughts as to really like, are there other aspects of scripture that come to mind of like where this comes from or even like why this is really important?
Yeah. Good question. Well, I love what Jenna was saying about that experience that she had,
because
mm-hmm. I feel like, where to start? I think that there was a time where I realized I don't listen or didn't listen very much in prayer. And I think at that point I was like, so maybe what I need to do is just stop talking and be silent.
Mm.
But I don't think I really understood what it means to listen. And although at that time in my life, I think that I was seeing the fruit of the Spirit in my life, like I would have times and like reading scripture and feel the warmth of God's presence and whatnot. And so I could sense that He was speaking to me, but I didn't really know how to do the two-way communication, like actually having a conversation with Him.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I have learned more about that over time,
mm-hmm.
like how to actually recognize the voice of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
With that, it's like people wonder, can we really hear the voice of God?
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And a lot of people are not acquainted
mm-hmm.
with listening and hearing God's
mm-hmm.
voice. But hey man, what we hear in scripture is Jesus says, my sheep will like know my voice.
Mm-hmm.
They'll recognize it. And
mm-hmm.
throughout all of scripture, we see God talking very directly to His people.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that this semester we'll be able to share some tools to equip people to better practice and learn to recognize the voice
yeah.
of the Spirit. And I have a lot of hope for that
mm-hmm.
because in my experience, I've like really grown in learning how to sense the Spirit's presence, hear words that He's saying,
mm-hmm.
Ask for confirmation for things. And I feel like it's grown a rhythm of like in throughout my day, checking in with the Spirit and asking
mm-hmm.
Him questions and asking for input or direction and really feel like I'm able to live my life in step with the Spirit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm totally growing in it still, but it's been such
yeah.
a wild adventure.
Yeah.
And, here's coming back. Like Jenna's story, I feel like it just brings so much joy to my walk with Jesus because every time I hear from Him, every time it feels like He's speaking, it's like the God of the universe that I'm hearing his mm-hmm. voice. He's speaking to me about
yeah.
my life. He's working in my life. So it's supernatural, which makes it all like, I just feel so privileged to get to walk with the creator of the universe,
yeah.
which is we all have access to.
Yeah. It's beautiful. A couple passages even that as I was thinking about it that have been helpful for me in thinking about this have been, knowing that he who began a good work in you will continue it. And just that idea that the Lord started a good work in each of us and he's going to carry it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wholeheartedly believe at every moment of my life and all those who are following Jesus, he is consistently making us more like him, more making us more holy. And so there's always something going on. But then I also know that in a lot of ways, we hear a lot of things, ways that we could be growing in Jesus. Even he calls us to not just be hearers of the word, but doers. And so there's that response part that I think is really key, right? Because even I think like response, doing something, we don't have to talk so much about that. It's probably a little bit more intuitive. And so that's where revelation, you know, rather than just hearing a bajillion podcasts that tell you, you know, things to do and like teachings and small group Bible studies and stuff where you're hearing so much that you can do. Some of the revelation is saying, well, what is God asking you to do?
Yeah.
And the response is still, do it. There's still like that response and welcoming
right.
brothers and sisters into your life to hold you accountable, not in a bad way, but as you're trying to follow the Lord, they help you and we help each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one other passage that comes to mind is the foolish Galatians.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
Like, you know,
I have that one bookmarked.
Yeah. that's like that. I mean, essentially says like this, that started, what do you think that this thing that started in the spirit, you're continuing on the flesh? Could you have it out? Would you read it?
Yeah. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?
Hmm. That's the stuff where I'm like, as we are following the Lord, are we trying to make ourselves more holy by means of the flesh? You know, things,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to try to do this. I'm just going to try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Great things, man. Out of a love for the Lord, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it would be amazing if we were able to sense and to know, man, but what is God asking me to do right now? Because there's so many things. Does anyone ever get like overwhelmed with all the ways that we could grow like in following
Hello.
The Lord?
Yeah.
People.
very
many ways. And so I just want to say why we're going to do this more is we see this really important in building a discipling culture. If we're a group of people who are listening and hearing from God, taking what we hear in content, small group at church, and then thinking, God, are you saying something to me in this? What are you saying in my life right now? What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it, man. People are going to be getting discipled in that way. And then that's something we can be asking other people.
Mm-hmm.
We can ask people, hey, what's God bringing up in your life? How are you responding to it?
Mm-hmm.
Or how are you going to respond to it?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you need to filter that a little bit more sometimes, and we use this all the time, but worship, community, and mission.
That's really helpful.
Can you think of these categories? Is there something God's bringing up in each of them or in one of them to help you maybe filter your thoughts in some way?
Yeah.
And so we're going to engage with this more, and you're going to see this taught on in the small group studies. And we're going to be, the whole church is going to be engaging with this idea of revelation response and those questions even of what's God bringing up in your life and worship, community, mission, and how are you going to respond? Those things will start to infiltrate a lot of our spaces. So that's even why I wanted to do this podcast, just to talk about it a little bit. What I'd love to end with is just hearing from each of you. What could our community, like think of a team or think of a church, like what could our community look like if we had... If we did this, if we were practicing revelation response. Jenna, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah. I think it feels really hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like a thing that our community could just be able to edify each other with, like, words that they receive from
mm-hmm.
the Spirit
mm-hmm.
of, I mean, it's... The reasons why we, like, edify each other to begin with are, like, for the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that becoming specifically from the Spirit originally,
mm-hmm.
And to be able to, like, know that that's where those words of edification are coming from, mm-hmm. when your neighbor says to you, like, hey, I see this area where you could grow, mm-hmm. to know that it's really, like, being revealed to them by the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Means that it comes from a place of love and comes from the Lord, too. Mm-hmm. And that just feels more trustworthy, like the most trustworthy,
mm-hmm.
and allows us to be a community that can focus on what people are saying because they know that it's coming, like, from the Lord, and they can discern themselves as well to say, like, this is something that I need to grow in, and I can also hear it from God, but I'm hearing it from my neighbor right now.
Mm. Thank you for that. Amy Grace, will you say what you think our community could look like if we did this?
I think that I just picture our community looking so vibrant, to be a community that is, like, aware and in touch with the moving of the Spirit in our lives. Like I said, like, we could all get swept up in that beauty and adventure, mm-hmm. of knowing Jesus more intimately, and really the blessing and celebration of, like, discipline in our mm-hmm. lives and obedience.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that listening to the Spirit bears obedience, and that obedience bears a lot of joy and mm-hmm. celebration. So I think that as we listen to the Spirit, we'll experience the joy of God's presence, spiritual fruit in our lives too. Like,
mm-hmm.
how can we, if we're going to listen to the Spirit, we are, like, gonna share the gospel, and
mm-hmm.
we are gonna
mm-hmm.
be developed spiritually, and we're going to make disciples.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I'm just someone who is really passionate too about righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think as we do this, we will be righteous, or, like, grow in righteousness, but also grow in the joy and
mm-hmm.
pleasure of following Jesus.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much. I appreciate it a ton. This whole concept, this is challenging stuff. These are different kinds of muscles to develop. And so for anyone listening,
mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of time. And I think Amy Grace and Jenna have been, stepping out and leading in a lot of ways in this area, in prayer and hearing from the Lord. And so I'd love to volunteer you two, to anyone listening,
yeah.
that
mm-hmm.
if any of this strikes a chord with you in a way that you want to talk about it more, or you want to, hear, converse more,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing you two would be willing to have that conversation with them.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
And maybe if anyone is struggling or has a challenge, you know, in this area, or feels maybe discouraged by it,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that you two would also be willing to talk with someone in that position too.
For sure.
Yeah.
And if you're in that spot, I would just encourage you to reach out to people who you trust and ask for help,
mm-hmm.
In it. And it's a beautiful thing, and I'm excited for us all to get to work on this more this semester and see how this really could change our church. Church listening to God and being led by the Spirit sounds really good to me. So
mm-hmm.
thank you both, and with that, we're going to sign off.